The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation checking in with race clubs to talk about their meetings, their club and their township. And great news for Coonamble in country New South Wales this weekend. Their showcase meeting on Sunday, part of the RSN coverage, has now been given the green light to have some crowds on track. And a very happy president in Ken Waterford takes our call. How are you, Ken?
Never better, mate. Never better.
Well, this is fantastic news. Just tell us about this green light to have some people on track, because we know a lot of New South Wales in lockdown, no real crowds at the moment, but you must be one of the first country race clubs to be given the nod to have some people on track.
I'm pretty sure we are the first to have the nod. We're under a lot of restrictions. We've got to have double backs. Only people out of areas that are under lockdown aren't allowed. Yes, we've been granted this, which has been great, and we thank New South Wales Racing very much for it, for our community, really, you know, and the horses.
Fantastic. Well, just remind our listeners where Coonamble is.
We're sort of 160 k's north of Dubbo and 100 and something k's south of Walgett. You'll find us, yeah.
So this is your highlight meeting. You also have the meeting we speak from time to time over the years as the Cannonball.
We have the Cannonball this year, and then we also have the Country Championships in March. And this is our Gold Cup meeting on Sunday, also plus the Pitney Championship races, which is our first time we've held this.
Yeah, we'll ask you about that in a moment. So, gee, you're getting a lot of terrific responsibilities to go with your race club. So you mentioned Dubbo, which has been an area that did have some COVID concerns, but you're far enough away. Your region's been pretty good, has it, in terms of COVID and cases, cross fingers, over the recent months? Or
yeah, we haven't had any cases in Coonamble. Dubbo is still in lockdown. Yeah, so we're very lucky to have it, to be able to hold this meeting.
So how quickly can you get people to the track? I guess it wouldn't take too much, but setting up, I mean, are there protocol restrictions in terms of what you can set up? I guess normally on a cup you'd set up a few marquees and areas, but we're speaking to you as the weekend approaches and you've just suddenly found out you can go from no one on track to a crowd on track, and I'm not sure what numbers you've been told you can have. So how many can you have, and how are you going to get the word out?
Well, we're allowed to have 500 visitors, which is great, which is a good number. We'll look, it hasn't even hit Facebook yet, but we'll hit Facebook and the radio stations tomorrow and the media. But we've just got our rules to finalise, so we can put it on Facebook, and it'll hit the media tomorrow, and word of mouth, it'll get around, and we should get at least our 500.
You wouldn't have 500 members, so I guess members would have no problem getting a ticket?
No, we've got 20 committee members, but they'll be essential workers, so.
Now, right now, New South Wales is about to open up, but there's still talk about, say, for example, if someone goes to a restaurant in Sydney, how they verify that they're double vaxxed and so on, and how that works. So how does the Coonamble Country Race Club in country New South Wales suddenly told you can have people on track, but they've got to be vaccinated? And I'm assuming you're saying double vaccination, is that right? Who takes over the responsibility to make sure that that's the case in who comes through your gate?
We'll have security and COVID marshals checking, and everyone should have their app with their double vax on their app or a certificate, and which town they're from. So if they're double vax, well, that's right, but if they're not, if they're in from a town with a lockdown, they won't be allowed in.
The local vaccination centre in Coonamble might be run off its feet in the day before your cup. People might be rushing to get their vax.
I believe Coonamble, last week Coonamble was the highest town in New South Wales with the vax rate. I think we're 98% vaccinated in Coonamble.
Gee, fantastic stuff. Now, tell me, Ken, you mentioned the Picnic Championship. Tell us about this race, which is a big race, big prize money for Picnic horses. It's been moved to your race club. And second part of the question, I do a lot of these interviews, but sadly, I haven't done too many interviews with Picnic race clubs in New South Wales. A lot of those meetings were lost. So one, the decision to get you to have this race. Two, where are the horses coming from? A lot of meetings were abandoned due to COVID.
Yes, they're all, the Picnic Racing Association is all of New South Wales. So the whole Picnic Association is New South Wales. We've got horses coming from way down south around Wagga, I believe, and local horses starting. It's the main reason we tried to get it open was because of the special event for the Picnic people. You know, it's their special one day, and we just wanted to have it. That was our main reason for trying to get it open, was for the Picnic racing. And we were going to put a big spread on for them, but we haven't got time to do that now. We haven't got time to organise that, but it'll just be a great day, and the Picnic people will appreciate it, I'm sure.
I haven't looked at the field, but what's the closest Picnic race club to Canamble, and is there a horse from that area that's in the field that would be a bit of a hometown favourite, so to speak?
There is a horse from Barradine, which is to the east of us by 100 k's or something, Barradine, but our closest Picnic club is Come By Chance.
Oh, they didn't race, north. Did they? I mentioned that on air because it has that lovely name, just like it was some sort of 1930s or 40s romantic musical movie. It's a lovely, quaint location, but they didn't race, did they, Come By Chance?
They didn't race. They were supposed to race 2 weekends ago. And we've also, to the west of us, we've got the Martha Guy Picnic Race Club, which is a great club as well. Mm-hmm. And talk about Come By Chance, I was president of Come By Chance at one stage, and the Melbourne Cup was going around, and I said, we might give it Come By Chance. And I rang the Melbourne Cup people, and I said, where are you from, Ken? I said, we're from Come By Chance. He said, we will be there.
Because the history of the naming, I think, is it not to do with the early explorers or discoverers, or they actually just stumbled across that area to set up a location? Is that right?
I believe the story goes back there to first settlers. A couple of the drovers lost their horses, and when they found them on a creek at Come By Chance, they said, how did you find the horses? He said, just by chance.
Well, there
we ran
onto
them, so it was called Come By Chance.
Well, good luck with your meeting. We're chatting to you as the weekend starts. You've got a lot of work to do, but just fantastic that you're one of the first country race clubs to have people back on track, and what a meeting to do it with. It's your big cup. It's a showcase meeting, boosted prize money, and you've got the Picnic Championship race as well. We'll be watching on broadcasting as well. Terrific,
Ken. The nominations are unbelievable. Every race has got three or four emergency. So
wow.
We've never had so many horses nominated and accepted since I've been the president.
Gee, that's fantastic.
Every race has got three or four emergencies, so every race will be full at this stage.
Great. Ken, always good to catch up with you. We'll find a reason to give you a call down the track and hope it goes well for you. Thanks for taking the call.
See you on, mate. Thank you.
Ken Waterford, we've spoken to him over the years, President Canamble, and their Sunday meeting in country New South Wales. Got the green light at short notice. They can have people on track, vaccinated though, of course. Record nominations, boosted prize money, Picnic Championship race as well. Life is good in that part of the state.